The deal to build a professional soccer stadium in Nashville got a significant vote of confidence Monday night from a portion of the Metro Council. A final vote Tuesday night will determine if the city and the team would share in the stadium cost if the city is awarded a franchise. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that some consider the proposal too expensive and too lucrative for the team, but that a few council members who were opposed now feel the city investment is justified.
With looks of panic on some faces, council members were considering 17 late-developing amendments on this deal between Metro and the would-be team owners. One of the early critics, Councilman Bob Mendez, says he worked through the weekend to get compromises that he feels will protect city and taxpayer interests.
I mean, I think I might have had 20 comments when I started, and most of them, all but a few, have been included.
Among the changes, a stronger guarantee that the team would cover cost overruns and that a slice of tax revenues from the development would be given to the Nashville Fairgrounds. Metro's chief operating officer, Rich Riebling, says there's still a chance that Metro would need to pay if ticket sales and merchandise revenues are slow. But at the most, he projects less than $2 million total over the first 5 years.
You know, the deal started very differently than where it ended up. It started with a request for a much larger commitment on the part of the city.
One part still in the deal is a controversial 10 acres to be gifted to the team for private development. But some on the council have been satisfied since being reminded that they'd still get to dictate many specifics of that piece. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.